Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
By the sound of things, it should be clear now that an adult is in the building. And although we don't usually pop up on days like today, I thought that management made a great call today because all hands on deck. This is an emergency operation that the varsity club be called in on, because now times are, as the young folks say, your group, Anthony, this is for real time. Now, this is important, and we have to figure out where do we go from here. First of all, evaluate what we saw. Can you describe what you saw in the ball game? That would be my first question to Anthony Haney. That is, can you describe what you saw?
Defensively or offensively? I think we should start defensively.
Start there.
That was bad, man. That was bad. Tempers boiling over.
Now, correction. Was that bad because Detroit's that good? Is Detroit that much better than you are?
I mean, unlike
our colleague, we're not going to have a tantrum over this. We're going to truly try to look at it and really put – I'm going to share with you what experience lends to an operation. When you've been a part of something that has failed before, you understand that you've been there, done that. And I said to you last week in our meeting, in the adult version, Burgundy and Gold today, if you take a man from the booth and put him on the field, you play into people chasing you. First of all, you recognize it's a problem with the students understanding what the teacher was saying. He was there every day. He's at every meeting. He's in every classroom. He's always there. I can't believe that the head coach fell into the trap of letting people that very few of us understand what he's doing at his level of participation. I don't know the defensive calls. I don't even know what he's trained asking them to do. It's not my job. It's his job to make sure that the people understand what they're trying to teach them. Clearly, there's a disconnect. When you placate to people, you're the expert, and you took the cheese. So what happens when you put him on the sidelines and you get your face smashed in? No other cause, but now what you got to do? You got to do whatever these, quote, people force you to do. You let the mob run you. You're supposed to run the mob. It ain't the first time you've been questioned. Hell, you took more pressure in Atlanta than almost anybody I've ever heard of, ever witnessed. When you lose a lead like that in the Super Bowl and it don't break you, you stay strong. I know how you built. But you caved in my book. Now you got to run your boy out. He's just right. He's a stick pin. He might as well be, he's a figurehead. So now you're going to put him back up in the booth. What's he going to do? And whatever he's supposed to be doing, how do we know if it works or not? How do we now know what works or not? Okay? That's the question. And I said it last week. You don't let the mob punk you into anything if you really believe what you're teaching and preaching. What's the name Linnell has for him now? I know Linnell didn't. I don't know this to be a fact. I don't believe Linnell came up with this himself. But if he did, it's genius. What's he called, Coach?
Sergeant Slogan?
Sergeant Slogan. Do you think Linnell came up with that?
Possibly.
What, no. Come on, my boy.
He stole it?
Do you think Linnell Willingham came up with that on his own?
He's a bright guy.
No, he's highly intelligent, even though he doesn't act like it a lot, but he's highly intelligent. I don't. Whoever came up with that, please call me. I have a reward for you. I think it is one of the coolest gestures that I have ever heard. I'm not angry. Let's get that straight first. I get angry when I think you're holding talent hostage. That's when I was infuriated. The Green Bay game, I was angry. I was angry. It kind of shocked me. Shocked me that we never adjusted to their defensive strategy against our offense. We almost lost our quarterback that day in a failure to adjust to a guy that you couldn't block one-on-one, and it took you too long to figure that out. See, I'm evaluating you like you evaluate me, and I'm giving you full autonomy. Do your thing. Do you. I don't bug you. I don't get in your business. But now I'm going, this really, it leveled me. Not worse than the Monk disaster, honoring my boy and getting our behinds beat up at home or whatever, and that fabulous, didn't that uniform look good? Lord have mercy.
Fantastic.
Boy, that thing looked good on them. They looked good last night. They did. They looked good. I ain't mad at none of this stuff because that no longer matters to me. If you're going to play like Mr. Magoo, I don't care what you do, what you wear. The team I saw last year that came out there, let's talk about them for a second. They were some bad dudes, man. Them brothers. Last year's team? Man, they're getting after you. You may outscore them, but there was only one beatdown, Philadelphia. Kind of slugged us up a little bit. Other than that, do you remember a beatdown? We didn't win every game, but the beatdowns are bothering me. How many beatdowns have you experienced this year, in your opinion?
I mean, the past four games, of course. Again, we became the first team since the 0-2 Cardinals to lose four consecutive games by 21 points or more.
How many things can you bring up in your football life that are good if you end it with the Cardinals? Very few things.
I'm thinking.
No, we ain't got that much time. This is only a four-hour show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the reality. Luther Vandross said, a house is not a home. Now I'm saying, and then you get mad at the quarterback for just saying who we are. He's not sure he knows who we are. He with him every day, right?
Yep.
You think you know more than Mariota does?
Nope.
He didn't ask for permission. In case you haven't noticed, he's not scurred at all. So what are we going to do about where we're at? And the next time you see that uniform in action, who's going to be inside the uniform? One thing that, and I've been told his agent just called and said that Big L will be allowed to be on the show today. So, because I could never even repeat what he said. Because I don't believe in that tone of language. So he's got to be himself and be authentic. And I'm sure he will. And now his age group. And look, Toby, my boy Toby, man. Toby's still angry. Toby angry. I walked by Grant Danny, the show, 106.7, the fan. Boy, still heated. See, and I know I don't relate to that. okay? Because at my age, we've already been over and we've had, I still remember Super Bowl parties. I remember parades and stuff. Them brothers got none of that background. They have no record. They have nothing but what they've experienced. Not very good. And to have done what had just happened to them, Toby and Linnell, didn't they? It ain't fake, folks. You are being offered some, this is authentic. These dudes live and die with this thing. Beauty of youth. Now, Anthony plays it cooler because deep down inside, you know, Anthony has several teams, so he's not vested in this like a lot of us because he's cheated on this football team. I'm going to just tell you straight up.
Now I'm cheating.
You have cheated on it. You're not committed. No, you're not. You have a little side hustle going.
How can you say I'm not? I went to the game yesterday. I went to the last two games, and I don't like going to the stadium. I don't. I prefer to watch the game from the comfort of my couch.
I would second that. In that environment.
Yeah.
But where's your heart?
Jermaine, my heart is with the team.
Your heart's in Indianapolis.
Right now.
Your heart's in Indianapolis. And
them boys looking good.
Hey, look, it ain't bad. Man, Bubba Smith, I grew up, man, seeing that colt, that horseshoe on the helmet. I ain't mad at you. So when you are torn like this, I'm almost reluctant to open up the I almost said the locker room lines, open up the phone lines today. Because there's some people that are really, that game was the hammer that got hit on the head by the nail got hit on the head by the hammer. If you had doubt, like our picks are real. I didn't pick them to win. You didn't pick them to win. Did Big L pick them to win?
Nah, he picked the Lions.
Okay, so realistically, we all wanted them to win. I hoped they would win. If I had to throw a few coins in for them to win, I would have done it. Because this sucks. Because they've removed, for some of you, all your hope. For most of us, we've been hit. This is a car wreck. But the wheels are still on the tire. Glass is broken up front. A couple lights are out. But we're still operational. Now the question is, are we going to find our place? Where are we going next? Are we going to AAA? Get it in? Are we hitting the road and going to challenge, to find the next challenge? This is what I don't know. Because quite frankly, I don't know who these people are. They're not, and we said this all year, they're not last year's group. This is a new group. Now maybe this group thought it was going to just show up in the same uniform and get the same results. Well, that dog's not hunting that way. If you play defense for this group and you admit that publicly, I respect you. I respect you. Because I wouldn't admit it publicly. People now want to play the schedulers for last year, I got a tip on this. Don't ask me to confirm this, but I won't deny it. People are calling the league office in New York now and requesting to play us. They're calling right now. They say the phone lines are burning up. Because everybody wants to be on next year's schedule to play the Commanders. Let me let you in on a little tip, Slim. You like them 1 o'clock games again? You don't have to worry about it. You're going to have a ton of them. Keep this up. Keep this up, and your behind is going right back to 1 p.m. Because that's where you're going. Because now the only reason the thrill is not gone is we recognize that kid that wears 5 is not there. Anybody right now, and you don't get a redo. What we do here on Odyssey and what we do at 980 and 106.7, it's all archived. These shows are, they're there. They're still there. You don't want us to go through an evening or afternoon or morning where we just replay what a lot of us said. What are we going to do about it? Is there anybody on the field right now that you would like to retire for the rest of the season? That's the question for you. 301 888-230-0980. Is there anybody that you have said, okay, enough is enough. Thank you very much. God bless you. But you need to pack your stuff up, and we need to move on. Let's go our separate ways, because this dog is not going to hunt. 301-230-0980. This is the adult version of Burgundy and Gold today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't like spilling over into the locker room. It was more like, I get the frustration, but we've got to find a way to channel our frustration, you know, better or different than that, like a penalties or an actions that, you know, hurt our team. That part of it, obviously, like, dressed it hard at halftime about our poise and what it's got to look like and where it goes. And so to see that happen, okay, that's good. But, like, I don't know what the difference in penalties, you know, like all those things, like, man, that can't happen. Like, we're like, margins are here. And so, like, when you make it harder, like, that takes away from it. So the frustration is not an excuse, I guess, that I'm trying to say, Nikki.
That was Coach Ondron Payne and Kinlaw and the fisticuffs, that it's the selfishness involved. If you're on that field, you're a pretty daggone good player. We need you to win. We're not winning with you. Our chances of winning without you are decreased considerably. So what about team? What about the brotherhood? That's kind of selfish to me. We've all known that the guy that goes throws the second punch gets what? Gets caught. We all know that. So you were irritated with that, but not irritated with somebody blocking you like you got Velcro in your jersey. See, that's what I always get confused by. What was it that struck a nerve, but getting blown out your position didn't? Often by two guys, which is pretty impressive. But both those two dudes are so good, and we've seen them play at a high level. That's disappointing. If you've never made the plays that I've seen those guys make, I wouldn't say a word. We've seen them guys ball out. How can you not be motivated to play in a game you play once a week, when we watch other sports people play multiple times a week? Maybe not as physical as football, but as dangerous. This is not the opener. We've been doing this for a minute, 10 weeks? We still don't know who you are. A team without a personality, to me, is a team without a bright future. Who are you? We keep asking, you keep telling us, but then we don't. What you say don't match with who you are. You tell us this, then you show us something that doesn't look like what you told us. And you're not trying to sell a con. It's not a con. You really believe it. I believe you believe it. Don't you believe they believe it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the beauty about pro ball is that in most cases, let's take college, for example, they'll just pay you to leave. That's how rugged they are. Rugged is code for rich. That's what it means, rich. Do you know how many people are being paid now not to work? You're so bad that we would rather pay you to leave than to put up with you. Yet all these relationships started off like a cocktail party. Is the season over? Now, some people will get on this very microphone and tell you that the season is over. If you don't believe me, just hang around longer, a few more hours. You believe me? Mm-hmm. Some people are going to profess that the season is over. Okay? I'm not saying one's right or wrong, but it's a nice little way to get your attention in that. I don't believe that. Do you believe that?
That the season's over?
Yeah.
I think this season's over. You can put a fork in us, Doc.
So you believe with the big guy that the season is over?
Yeah, I was looking at this Dolphins game. I mean, I was hoping we were going to get one of these, you know, NFC games between the Lions or the Seahawks. And then, you know, hopefully we get a win over the Dolphins as well. I thought that was going to be an easy game. And they went out and just beat up on the Bills.
What's the easy game look like in this league?
I mean, not necessarily
the
easy game.
You said it. You said it.
Okay.
What's the easy game look like in this league?
A game in which I
have Steelers game. Was the Steelers game last night easy for them against the Chargers?
No, it wasn't.
Hey, oh, by the way, have you heard from Big Tony?
But, Doc, I think when teams look at the Commanders right now, they're looking at us and saying, oh, that's an easy game. That's what I mean when I say easy game.
So we're an easy out.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah. What do you think Jahmyr Gibbs told his homeboys this morning when he called them?
I just had 15 for 147 and two tuds. Easy work. That's what he told them. Easy. Easy work.
So you think they went out and hit the club last night in Detroit?
Probably. Yeah. Or they probably partied in our city.
Yeah.
They walked in our trap, took over our trap.
Oh, yeah.
The Lions fans there yesterday, all we're hearing is Jared Goff chants, MVP chants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, part of me,
they took over.
One of my benefits of being my age is that I remember when they were winless. I remember that to see that stadium, that's why I'm not emotionally stable enough to go in and look at something and see it taken over. I'm not ready for that. I'm just not strong enough at this point in my life. I saw more Hawaiian blue in that place than I've ever seen in my life. And we played them forever. And they were good. Now, it wasn't like they had Barry. Don't forget that. But I was like, part of me was going, well, there is hope for everybody. Because if the Lions got it going on, then it is. And then Caleb showed up and showed out yesterday. And the Bears got off the hook again. They won again. So we kind of understand what's possible when dudes do more than talk about what they're going to do. They follow up with action. Bears win again in a game that looks like they were gone. And they go turning point of our season, fumbling that ball away and giving the Bears life. You handle your business that night, and it ain't been that long ago. You just two and a half weeks ago, when the majority of people that will call here tonight said, we gone. This is us taking that role. Because in the back of my mind, I love the way the schedule is positioned. Now, Nell, BTP, of course, he forecast this 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago when he was doing his Super Six Pack and playoff pitch and all that crap. It's going to be lined up. Question now is that do you have the guts to put yourself in a position to attempt to run December?
Run December. We got to get through November.
No, but that's it. You got to get to that point. You got to accept that challenge because it's out in it. I think that it is possible with the right group of guys. Because let's face it, who's the juggernaut I mean, watching everybody, they ain't a whole bunch of distance. Who's the distance per? Who's that team right now that is running around with blades in their hands? That's just tearing through people. Who is it?
I mean, there's no team that's separating themselves from the. I mean, I would say the Seahawks.
There you go. There you go.
I would say the Seahawks. If, you know if what? I had to pick one
team. Wait. Did you read my. I went to the kitchen. Did you read my notes?
Oh, nah.
Okay. You sure?
Not at
okay,
all.
All right.
Hey, look, I'm not Linnell.
Thank God. Yeah, thank God. I'm so proud of you for playing Seattle. Not the sexy choice. That means you haven't watched them play. It just means you just haven't watched them. You know, Harbaugh, that whole mindset, their clones off, we are going to stop you. Because they're all defense first. We have a verbal defensive commitment. You got to admit, our press conferences, when it comes to talking now, man, come on now. Dude, we're rugged. We get to the mic. Nobody displays more violence than we do at the microphone. Then when the game starts, there's been a disconnect. Somebody pulled the plug out the wall when they were talking, because I don't think our guys heard it all. I don't think they hear everything we hear. You can't possibly be saying what he says to us to them in the meetings. You feel me? It'd be impossible. We all want to play again when we hear them talk at these press conferences. But obviously the players don't hear that. There's some form of disconnect. So when DQ then goes and says, I got this. Who's that remind you? Who just did it? K-Man in Detroit. They lost the game. He said, Slim, I got this. Yeah. I love a dude take action. But I say the same thing I said about him. Were you not at the meetings too? Did you not approve of what was going on in practice? Are you saying you didn't know what they were talking about or teaching? Because that's what it looks like. When you roll up in there and do a John Wayne, the old cowboy hero, in the big screen, not Dallas. I have to make sure I date things because the young people, I say John Wayne, you don't even know what I'm talking about. Everybody knows, yeah, we got it. Now you expect, because the head man takes over, DK, Caveman did it. They come in, handle business. What do you think the reaction will be defensively when Coach jumps back on there and says, I got this? I'm waiting. What did your gut tell you?
I don't think there's going to be a lot that changes. Now, I would like to see defensively guys play with a little bit more, you know, tenacity.
Well, then why didn't they do it?
That I don't know.
Why you don't think DQ went in their meetings and said anything?
I will hope
I don't know. I'm not being a jackass. I don't know if he does it or not. I don't know what he does it or not.
Again, we don't know what our identity is. We're 10 weeks in.
There you go.
Offensively, we don't know.
Hallelujah.
Defensively, we don't know. Like,
you bet not say special teams, we don't know.
Nah, special teams, trust me.
You know damn well.
Matt Gay, he did his thing.
They coming.
Noah, he had a good return yesterday. Special teams played
tough. Our special team people, they coming.
The coverage units, really
good. Izzo, going with your bad self.
Yeah, but I feel like offensively, defensively, there needs to be, I don't know, we got to figure something out. But I will want to know what Coach Joe Gibbs would have done had he had some guys fighting, though, Doc. Like,
I tell you what, he changed
on a player, hitting a ref.
When we lost five in a row, he didn't change anything.
What did he do then?
We just kept doing what we were doing.
Okay.
He believed that the structure was in place. We just wasn't making enough plays. And he don't play. It's what the players do that changes it. This is great if this is translated to a Netflix special. Man, this will have high ratings. But in terms of what influence it has on the game, as far as I'm concerned, I don't buy it. I never have, and I never will. Because you were there the whole time anyway. It's not like you wasn't there. You think DQ cuts corners? Never. He don't cut no corners. You picked the wrong people because they don't believe in the system. They're not willing to die for it. They're doing it for the bag. Remember what I've been trying to tell you. Beware the man that keeps talking about a bag. See, what do we get? How long have I been saying this? Forever. It's the only way you hold people to be accountable. Your system, your rules, they adhere by them, or why in the heck are they still in the game? Why aren't you rotating people? Why are you playing the same people that are failing in the same manner? Why? Somebody must have lost a bet because Rodriguez got to play. What happened? Boy was in there banging. Why is it so hard to do the obvious things? Obvious to us on the outside. We don't know a damn thing about their interior. I'm speaking for myself. But I'm asking myself privately. I said it on X. Why is Rodriguez in the game? I was being a jackass. But that's what I was saying. I felt. Why are you playing him now? Oh, you're actually watching the opponent slam the ball down our throat like it's an exorcism. And you probably had a thought, oh my, maybe we should try that. Oh my goodness. You're on the line. All you canines lined up. I appreciate you. We're going to come back and let you get your opinion. We don't have all the answers, but the guy that does have all the answers, what time is he going to be here?
6.
At 6 o'clock. Yeah, the answer man will be here, and it'll be comical. If nothing else, it'll be funny. Stay with us. We'll be back here on Burgundy and Gold today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Line them up. Can you believe it? November 10th. November 10th. Things going on in the studio. My goodness, man. What will do? Linnell must have left those things on the side. Lines are lit. We love you for that. This is not like we're having a kumbaya meeting. We are not happy with the results, but I'm not throwing in my towel. I still believe that there is enough there in that locker room that they will salvage dignity, but I could be wrong. Lap, thanks for being patient. K9, welcome home.
Hey, what's up, Doc? What's up, Southeast? Hey, man, thanks for taking my call, man. Yeah, I'm in agreement with Ed, Doc, man. You know, I believe the season is over. I mean, of course, you know, mathematically, we not. And, of course, it is a season left because there's still games to be played, man. But just the way they playing and no
purpose. You know, you just said two different things. You said it's over. Then you said, but mathematically, it's not. So which is it?
Well, because It's. I don't think we're going to go. We have to go on a run. We have to do what we did in 2012. We have to go on a run.
Right.
I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I love you. I appreciate your opinion on it, but you can't admit that there's not a chance of that happening with that kid with five, and if these guys decide to get their head out of their rectum, there is a chance. So I believe that. But we'll see what happens. We'll put an ice cold beverage on that one, Lap. I'm going to Bonesy. Sir. Bonesy, welcome home.
Hey, my main man, Rick Doc Walker. Shout out to Nestor Anthony. Thanks for taking my call, man. I really appreciate you guys, man. Doc, man, I've been watching these games, man, and I've been watching these players, man. I don't think we got the talent, man, to compete right now.
I can understand that.
JD5.
I can understand that.
JD5, he needs some support. And we don't have the support, man, right now to make this thing work. You know? So I just hope that they shut JD5 down until next season. Let him finish sitting around. Let him watch these from the sideline. And then, man, we just regroup, man, you know, because the talent ain't there, man, on both sides of the ball. They're not showing up. They're not showing up, man. It looked like they took a vacation, man. Thanks for taking my call, man. Love you guys.
All right, man. You got it, Bonesy. B-ba. What up?
Yes, sir. How you doing, my brother?
Long time.
Doc, you know I got to get in. Doc, bring you over there. It give me the feeling to talk. You know, your boy was there last week, and this is the reason why I was calling the other week. I'm going to go back to the same subject. Yo, Linnell, I hope you're listening. You can't fire me. I'm a canine, boy.
Doc, you ain't lying.
I'm not mad at these players. Doc, the problem is, Doc, my problem is Peter. And, Doc, I'm going to explain you why we got the wrong hire. Doc, we got a guy. First of all, Linnell, Peter was not the general manager at San Francisco. That's John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan who picked the player. Peter was in a room, gave his advice. He didn't make the call. We the only one who first gave him a GM job. Doc, this guy walk here. Ron Rivera, whatever people can say about him, left $60 million salary cap on the table last year. Plus 7 pick. The only person I remember out of the 7 pick last year is Jaden and maybe Mike, the corner. Doc, we come back this year. Who did he get? Doc, this guy is not the right GM. I'm telling you, Doc, we made a mistake. This guy, all the players he got are old. You cannot have a linebacker running at 35 chasing Gibbs, who's 22. Man, come on, man. You got Von Miller, 36, can't get out of the corner. Man, who signed him? That's Peter. Man, we need to fire Peter. And I guarantee you, Dan Quinn, like you say, the defense is going to be cheese when we play next week. There will not be a change in the defense. The players in the defense are old. And the only players making play are what Ron Rivera left here. I'm so glad today nobody blamed Ron Rivera. Doc, let's fire Peter. That's the problem. And I'm going to talk to you later, bro.
My man, Sanchez, Papa Bear. It's a tough act for you to follow.
That's not too hard to follow because man's just talking crazy. But, I'm going to quote you. Hey, you got to stick to what you know. And Peter's got to stick to what he knows. But. To your original question, who am I retiring after this? Yeah. Well, the nursing home has called for Bobby Wagner because he looks like his wallet is getting stolen every time by these fast young bucks that are on the opposing offenses. Zach Ertz, with his flinching self, although it is his birthday, happy birthday to a fellow Scorpio. Mm-hmm. You just need eat your cake, go home. We'd be good. And can we talk about Quan Martin too? Mm-hmm. Quan, what are you doing? Ever since you done had that pick six in Detroit, you done lost your mind and don't know how to act. I'm gonna tell you this too, Doc. Cause I know you love violence, but you like calculated violence. I just need to see violence out of somebody. Deron Payne, I'm glad he punched Amon-Ra St. Brown in the throat like it was the movie Identity Theft with Melissa McCarthy and Jason Bateman. Just Melissa McCarthy, because Amon-Ra needs to be put in his place sometimes. But, you know, It was undisciplined. Yes, I get it. But at the end of the day, I'm just like, just give me something that I can either shake my head at and root at the same time.
Did you see what was done to him, Sanchez?
He didn't want to go to Spain, Doc. That's what it was. He wouldn't get on that plane for 12 hours. That's why he did.
Okay. I didn't think of that. Yeah, can you talk about you the one thing about it, all jokes aside, an uncomfortable trip is going to be the players or whatever. You feel it. You're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But the guests, they don't give a damn. Man, they're going to be in there talking, having fun. They want to party. And that place is going to be like going to a funeral. I'm telling you what, it's not what you think it's going to be.
Yeah. Doc, I got one more for you. Uh-huh. Bump Linnell, Dan Quinn's name is, and this is a Sanchez original, because you can ask Russell about it.
Okay.
His name is Captain Catchphrase. That's exactly what it is.
See,
that's what I'm
so
calling
Linnell, okay, so you came up with Captain Catchphrase.
Catchphrase, yes.
So you think Linnell took it and twisted it?
No, I don't think Linnell took it and twisted. No, okay. I don't think so. But I just know he's not that original. That's all it is, because I watch his videos every week, and he might as well just record it the same thing every single week, because he got the lazy eye, the angry scowl and everything. Him and Denton, Lord have mercy, guys. I get it, but let's go ahead.
Oh, no, they're both dramatic. They're theater. The Kennedy Center should really reach out. Because I love these brothers and what they do now. I mean, their in-game stuff is fantastic. These brothers, but they live this now. This is not just an audio track for you. They live this. They live it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Sanchez, good to hear you, man.
Hey,
keep up the daddy work.
Yes, sir.
All right, good deal.
Yes, sir. Little girl coming. Yep.
What? Is this official?
Coming. Yeah, little girl.
Oh, everywhere. Man. You know, hey, man, G from the shop, he's slipping. Him and 757, man. Them brothers are slipping. I did not know that.
Yeah, it's all good.
Good for you, man.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm ready to put them little boys in a headlock already. I'm going to put a five-month-old little boy that makes her cry in a headlock, and they're going to kick me out of the daycare. So I'm already ready, man.
All right, good deal.
All for.
Appreciate you that. Little, what up?
Legend, shout out to that man number two.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Doc, I'm going to tell you now, man. I gave my ticket to my grandson and his girlfriend and my wife here. I took out for the game yesterday. But I sent him in there to give me one of them hats, the military hats. I wanted one of them hats. Man, look, let me say this, though, Doc. May not be over, but they won't get no more of my money, man. But the way I look at it, though, man, I look at fundamental stuff like, man, they don't chop at the ball. You know what I'm saying? Only time they throw their hands up in the air is on the goal line to try to bat the ball down from a quick pass.
Mm-hmm.
It's little stuff like that. And that comes from defense and coaching. Also, third and fourth, you 10 yards off the ball. Cornerbacks. Third and eight, you 20 yards off the ball. Man, until we get some bump and run corners, a hard-hitting safety, a quick middle linebacker, it'll take a couple of years. Peter's one for one. I give him one. He took us somewhere last year that we ain't seen in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Then he come back. Things ain't go this our way. But I ain't giving up on him.
But yeah, no, I ain't giving up on nobody. Now, no, but little, that's
need,
fair.
Need,
that's a nice
I
assessment.
Need,
nice
I
assessment.
I need Dan Q, man. I need Dan Q to really, you know, throw a couple of cheers, man.
Yeah. No, that's a fair assessment.
No, I'm going to say this. I'm going to get off the line, Doc, because I hear this caller calling a lot. I think his name is Chris. He's from D.C., and he like the Falcons. Chris, I nominate your special teams coach as Dumb Dumb for Sunday. Even though I hit the over, that's I have.
You know
fun,
what, Jay?
Dog,
you know what? You just lost me, Lil. You know what I was saying? Lil was going well, but if you let him stay on too long, then he turns it into another broadcast. Say goodbye. Say goodbye. JYD, what up?
Hey, Doc, what's up?
Well, same old thing. Same old thing.
Well, I understand how y'all feel because, hey, starting Sunday, we're in the I'm in the battle for my life as well,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. But I look at it like this: I am appalled at the fans.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't these the same fans that call the coach every day, call the rooster every day? Even on your line when you in there, whatever, and call it now. and they were saying, "In Adam Peters we trust." Mm-hmm. "And we're going to the Super Bowl, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and we're going to do this." What happened to those people? What happened to you all?
Tested. Tested.
You got 7 games left.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Is it going to be hard? Yes. Mm-hmm. But anything worth it is hard.
You preaching to the choir. I appreciate it. And you living it because you in a dog fight. I like where you are. But you know what? You are 1 or 2 injuries away from being brought back to the pack just a little bit. But you never go into a game hopeless. The Chiefs always have a chance to win. You always have a chance to win.
That's true. That's true too. But then you know look, your owner was the one who went out there and got Magic Johnson and the president of the ex president of the Warriors and all these people, and you brought in Adam Peters and you brought in this and you got in all this or whatever. So these are people that you picked. Live with them.
Yeah. Well, I'm willing to do that. The problem is,
I'm not exactly happy with the general manager of the Chiefs right now, because he's cheap as far as really going out there and gotten my man McCombs a good solid wide receiver.
Well, they've been hurt.
Right,
you've had more than most people will have in a lifetime, but they get hurt or they decide they want to go somewhere else. JYD, I'm out. AP, you are in. Welcome to Burgundy and Gold today. Okay, all right. Executive decision.
I'm
just
here.
AP, do this, man. Hold tight. You know what? This dude, he just threw his weight around. He just threw his weight around. You ought to see him. This mother, he just jumped up in there demanding that I go to break. And since he's the guy that controls my check, we're going to break, folks. Stay with us. We'll be back on the other side. 301-230-0980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.